Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Captain Patrick is hungover from the world of boating.
And not hungover. I stayed over.
You stayed over.
Because you locked the door
out to
the studio.
Well, okay. We wouldn't allow him to leave. So he's not hungover. He's decided to stay over to assist us.
To push buttons.
On the Scuba Radio show today. For those of you who don't know, we also do the World of Boating and every Saturday from 1 to 3 Eastern Time. So it's 2 hours above water, 2 hours below water every week. You can check it out at worldofboating.com. However, we are focused on the underwater world right now and checking in with some friends that we haven't spoke to in a while. One of them is on the line with us right now. His name's Glenn Anderson from Kona Honu Divers. And Glenn, how you doing, my friend?
Oh, hi, Greg. How are you?
How are you? You're not saying aloha?
Aloha, yeah. Yeah, we're doing a wonderful job out here.
Yes, well, you are indeed. Not only are you diving in paradise off the coast of Kona, Hawaii, and by the way, you can go to konahonudivers.com.
Spell that, please.
Kona, K-O-N-A, Honu, H-O-N-U, wait, H-O-N-U, Honu, divers.com, right? I got it right, right, Glenn?
Yep. That's correct.
That's where you get correct. A whole new diver, whole new diving experience. See, I remember these things vaguely.
Yeah.
Yes.
We had a great time, didn't we?
We did.
But anyway, yeah, we're doing really good out here. The weather is fine. I understand that there's been some snow flying on the East Coast already.
Really? I hadn't even heard that.
You knew about that?
It
was on CNN this morning.
Really? Well, all we can say is glad we're not them, right?
That's right. We're here. We're out here in 83 and sunny weather.
Yes. Well, we kind of have that out here in Orlando today, but we don't have the water paradise that you have there in Hawaii or the volcanoes and all that other cool stuff, too. So it's good stuff. So the conditions are great there in Kona right now, I guess, right? Is this?
Yes, they are. Yeah, we're honing up for the Ironman next weekend, so the diving won't be taking place on next Saturday, the 8th of October, because of the Ironman.
No, what is that? They're going to do a big competition of all these beefed-out guys that happens in Hawaii?
Oh, not only the guys, the women, too. Boy, they're really buff.
Really? All right. So, but no diving. That's not part of being an Ironman.
No diving on Saturday, right. They shut us down out here.
Well,
hey, we did do something really interesting a little over a week ago. What we did is we got involved with the Dive Pirates Foundation, which is a organization that helps disabled veterans and other divers to learn how to scuba dive.
Oh, yeah. There's a few organizations out there like that. Yeah. So they've been injured while in combat, and then you take them down to teach them how to dive? Is that what it is or what?
Yes, we do, yeah, and we're able to certify them as a diver for a year at a time through SSI, which is Cool Schools International. And we went through a four-day training program. I had four of my crew members, as well as myself, go through a complete program with New Mexico Scuba. Stacy Minton was the one that was out here giving us all the instruction. And it was really interesting. On the second day of the pool diving, what we did is we had an injured veteran come into the pool and do a tri-scuba through SSI as well. And he did really well, unbelievable. And he just got free underwater. It was unbelievable, Greg, to see this man confined to a wheelchair for the rest of his life, experience weightlessness, and the wonderful feeling of underwater freeness. It's unbelievable. It was great.
Yeah, well, you know, some of these underwater scooter races that we've been participating with, like the Wreck Racing League, they have some, you know, wounded warriors with them that participate, grab a scooter, and go diving with everybody. And it is quite fascinating to see them get so pumped up about doing this stuff. And underwater, they're no different than any other diver. I mean, they're hanging with us and enjoying it on the same level. And you can tell they're tickled pink. But you look at them as just another diver. You don't think of them as having a disability or a challenge in that regard. So what you're doing there in Hawaii is a good thing for sure for them. But I know for you, it probably even is more rewarding because you had to go through this special training. And let's talk a little bit about that. Because if somebody listening right now, Glenn, wants to participate in a program like that, what does it entail? Because it is some specialized training that you have to get, right?
Exactly, yeah. There were basically two aspects of it. One is to do all of the pool training with your legs bound at your ankles, knees, and feet. You have to put all your gear together, you know, with one arm just about. The other arm is balancing yourself on the chair. And then you have to put all your gear together. I mean, that was that was a chore in itself, just trying to be like a paraplegic. And then in the afternoons after our pool sessions, which were a couple hours long, we made it over to the office and we had classroom for the rest of the day up until about 5 o'clock every day from, say, noon up till 5.
All right, well, but Glenn, let me ask you this. So when you do this this routine or this skill where you're taped up and that kind of thing, what is the purpose of that? To kind of give you an idea of what they have to deal with so you can react
exactly.
And assist them accordingly?
Not only that, it also gives us an insight as to what they have to learn. And, you know, you have to go through a complete program with these folks, just as you would any other normal diver. What you want to do is you want to make sure that you're teaching them just like any other person, because they are.
Yeah,
the only thing is they're disabled.
Right. They just have a few extra challenges, and if you can relate to that, then you can assist them with getting over those hurdles and just enjoying the diving part of it, I guess, right?
Exactly. And you got to be really patient with some of these folks because, you know, that's one of the reasons why we were bound up and thrown in the water. We also did another exercise being a blind diver where we had a complete mask blackout, and we had to put all of our gear together blindfolded. And we had to go into the water, and with that, you always had to have somebody at your side, you know, telling you through hand signals, just like you would any other diver, which way to go up, go down, you know, are you okay, and all the necessary hand signals that we would do as a diver leading a regular diver that's not.
Yeah, you know, I remember hearing about this going like, what? There's people going down underwater that are blind? That sounds crazy. But they,
exactly.
I've seen this, and they go down there and they feel around the bottom where, well, they're told it's okay to touch things. You know, obviously not touching the reef and that kind of thing. But yeah, they really go down and experience the weightlessness and kind of feel around like the sand in the bottom and that kind of stuff. It's quite remarkable to see, and then see them come up out of the water and just gush about the diving just like any other diver would. It's very very inspiring to see this stuff firsthand, for sure. Well, it is great work. Now, have you taken now that you've taken the course and went through the process, have you taken any divers down there in Hawaii yet or what?
No, we're still waiting for, we have one guy on the hook, more or less to speak right now. We're waiting for a medical to clear for him, and then we're going to start giving him a one-on-one lesson, you know, to become a certified scuba diver through SSI.
Excellent. And then, so that'll be another aspect that you're going to be offering with Kona Honu Divers, right? In Kona.
Exactly, right. And if anybody else out there is interested in, learning more about this, go to the website of divepirates.org. divepirates.org. And it's a great program for our guys that who and gals who have risked their lives for our freedom here in the United States.
Absolutely, you know? They've sacrificed a lot, and it's the least we could do to help out, showing them maybe what's going on underwater, or maybe even with some money or whatever else you can participate in to help them out, because God knows they deserve
exactly,
it, right?
Exactly, right.
Good stuff.
And that Dive Pirates Foundation also accepts, donations, to help fund some of their programs. And this is a program, Greg, whereby the CEOs, the founders, are not paid. It's completely voluntary.
Well, it's good stuff. Kona Honu Divers. You can check in with Glenn and, of course, divepirates.org. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
She is home to the oldest protected rainforest in the Western Hemisphere, the largest brain coral in the world, and she's considered the true jewel of the Caribbean Sea. Her sparkle will live in your memory long after you have left her shores. Tobago is her name, and she is now calling for you. Pristine coral reefs teeming with rich marine life are just the beginning. Find out why this is so in Tobago by going to visittobago.gov.tt. That's visittobago.gov.tt.
Could it possibly be? Are the old legends true? It is. It's the fabled lost city of Atlanta.
Howdy, y'all.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master. Hey, Bill the producer just showed up.
What up?
Only about an hour and a half in.
Hanging, dude.
You're moving a little slow these days, aren't you, in your old age?
Well, you know what? I've got a 2-year-old daughter now, practically.
Right.
And that'll wear the bejesus out of you.
Yes, no doubt about it. Well, and congratulations to little Eliza celebrating her 2nd year birthday.
Hey, why did you come out from behind the board? Why didn't you have Bill come over here if you were so intent on running the board?
I'm ready to take a break now, Patrick.
Amazing how that happened.
What you don't realize is that when I'm here for 4 hours, which happens how often? Twice, 3 times a year?
Yeah.
I stand up for 4 hours. It'll tire out an old guy like Greg.
Exactly. It's true. This is true. And I had to sit down because we're getting ready to talk to the big cheese from DEMA, Tom Ingram. He's the executive director of the Diving Equipment and Marketing Association. He is on Scuba Radio right now. And if I wasn't sitting on a stool, I'd be on my knees bowing right now or saying I'm not worthy or something like that. Right, Tom? Now, wouldn't that be
sure.
That would be the proper way to honor
I believe you're supposed to call him Your Majesty.
Okay.
That's the proper form of address. Your Majesty, Tom Ingram.
Could you demonstrate all the being on the knees and bowing?
Hey, okay, whatever. Let's just
All you're going to do is get me in trouble here. So.
Yes, well, it wouldn't, wouldn't be the first time, would it, Tom? Come on.
No, sir, it would not.
Yes.
It would not.
So, yeah, everybody's immune to our nonsense by now, so they won't hold you against this. Or hold you against it, I guess, or something. I don't know. Whatever. All right, let's talk about a few things, because there's a lot of cool things going on as we ramp up for the culmination of the DEMA show the first week of November. First of all, are you excited about the show or what?
Of course I am. It's a great show. Of course, we do it every year right around that time. We're about 30 days out now, so... it is coming up on us fast, and as you know, DEMA is a nonprofit trade association, and the DEMA show and DEMA memberships really fund all the support for the diving industry and all that money that we do earn from the show and from memberships from the professional side goes right back into the industry. So we're very excited about it. The show is going well. Registrations are good, and our exhibit space sales are actually way ahead of expectations, so we're very happy about that.
Excellent.
And and lots of professional seminars are coming from the exhibitors, and DEMA itself has about 20 professional seminars that are going to be produced there at the show, so some great stuff happening with that.
I heard, Tom, this year you guys were thinking about doing something completely different, and that Greg and I were going to do a completely unprofessional seminar. Is there any truth to that?
I thought that was the same.
Yes, exactly. That would have been more of the same. Exactly. Just bigger and better, or worser and terribler. No, I don't know.
Something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Something like that.
Right, right.
So we're going to get you guys involved in some of our new programs that we're doing this year, actually. We have a great program that we've launched back in May. That's been kind of going along for us, called dive caching.
Right.
And we're actually doing some great stuff for local diving, where people are doing treasure hunting underwater, and they're using a GPS device and their compass, and they're learning how to do search patterns and doing all kinds of fun things to find some great goodies on the bottom. And we've got a dive caching resource center that's going to be there, so we're fully expecting Scuba Radio to be over there trying to sort out all the treasure hunting that'll be going on.
Well, now, I want you to verify something for me, if you don't mind, Tom, because Greg explained this to me, and I think he's got it wrong.
What do you mean?
I'm not 100% sure.
Anything wrong.
I'm not supposed to hide in a little box underwater until someone finds me, am I? Really? Is that because that's what he suggested he wanted me to do, it would be a great prize,
Tom,
if they found Bill the Engineer.
Tom, remember, you are the executive director of DEMA, and this is where I need a favor. Just say yes.
I understood it was supposed to be a big box. Not a small one.
Well, that's a lot better then. Okay.
And there will be air holes. Okay? So...
Especially the one that's submerged.
That's right.
So, that keeps it from floating.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's it.
We will have some fun with the dive caching and putting Bill in a box, evidently, at the end of this year, for sure. Yeah, and it's the website for the dive caching. It's dive caching, or no, what is it? Geocaching? And then you go to dive?
No, it's both of those. It's dive caching. It's divecaching.org. And you can find out all about that. There's a bunch of little two-minute instructional videos that are there that you can learn a little bit more about it and get yourself involved. And then we've got all sorts of good stuff happening in addition to that at the show. We've got a 2020 vision brainstorming session that will take place on Saturday. And everybody in the industry is welcome to come out and tell us what your ideas are for the industry itself. And then we have a very special announcement that will take place at the show that will have a very big impact on the diving industry going forward.
A mystery. Sounds like a big tease. But you know,
it is a big tease. It is, and it'll be a way to help grow diving. It'll be a way for divers to get in the water, and it's going to be done at a great diving location. So you'll have to show up at the show to find out more about it, at least ahead of time. And we'll look forward to being able to announce that at our general membership meeting on Thursday morning.
Excellent. Well, you know, here's the thing. If you are in the dive industry, and we are loosely, you know, here at Scuba Radio, whether they like it or not, but I can't imagine that if you are in the dive industry, you would not want to go to this event. It's the largest, it's the biggest, it's where everybody goes that has anything to do whatsoever with diving. They come to this event, they network, they find out about the latest things going on in the industry promotionally and from a business standpoint. And it's kind of crazy to think that you wouldn't do that if you take yourself seriously as a professional in the dive industry. Now, Tom, I know you can't really say that on the record necessarily, but let's face it, that's the truth, right?
It is. It is, and you know, it's all of the brand new equipment that's being introduced into the industry this year. It's all of the fun activities that folks are doing. It's all of the travel destinations. The manufacturers are there, and certainly all the retailers from around the world are there. So it's a great international show. It's 4 days of fun, and then this year, of course, we're going to come back to your hometown in Orlando. So we're going to be right there in the heart of the largest diving state in the union.
That's right. We are going to be there. And
Mark your calendars, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
The first part of the big announcement's already out of the bag. First time in Scuba Radio history, someone has agreed with Greg right here on the
yes,
air.
Yes, thank you.
They knew it would eventually happen.
Well,
and today's the day. Thank you, Tom.
He is the man. All right. That'll do it for now. Let's do a break. We'll be right back. I feel honored. Look at this.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Show is going to be huge this year. We are giving away a live aboard trip from Explore Adventures every single day of the show. If that's not enough to make you want to come out and have fun with us in the morning, because we open the show.
Hold the phone,
Patrick? What?
You're giving away a live aboard trip.
A live aboard trip with Explore Adventures every single day of DEMA. Yeah, four times.
Since I'm not actually on the Overboard Entertainment payroll per se,
right?
And we're not talking about the white envelopes that I get that maybe
friends, family, and acquaintances.
Come on.
And people that would prefer not to be associated with Scuba Radio are not eligible.
I gave you a t-shirt.
What?
I gave you a t-shirt.
Oh, no. I'll hook you up with a t-shirt.
I gave you a t-shirt. You give me a dive aboard trip.
No, I'll give you one back. I'm going to give you this t-shirt that you gave me back. You know, I'll wrap it if you'd prefer.
All right. No. So I can't win a trip is what you're saying.
No, we got to let somebody there at the DEMA show. That's
they're not
going to
appreciate it as much as I am.
Oh, they will appreciate it. All you got to do is suck up to them, and maybe they'll give it to you.
Oh, yeah, that's worked for me so well.
The last 15 years.
Did Clay have anything positive to say about my attending the next liveaboard trip?
No.
Didn't think so.
He was like, Bill? Bill who? Who's he?
Bill? He never even mentioned it.
That's how it goes.
Hey. Yeah, you weren't here, man. You weren't here to represent.
But at least I have a koozie.
Yeah, that's right.
A neoprene koozie.
Brought him back a koozie from Saba.
You know how those really high-class koozies have the little holes in the bottom so that the condensation can leak out of the bottom and not just pool?
Right.
This one doesn't have that.
Doesn't need it. Doesn't need it. It's a special design.
I have a feeling he swiped those off the table as he was leaving.
You got to blame Tony the Mermaid Puppet. For that, because she helped pick these things out.
Because they were related.
Well, you see the slogan. There's a little picture of a mermaid on this koozie from the greenhouse in St. Martin.
Right.
And the saying is what?
The saying is, if it smells like fish, eat it.
Yes. Words to live by. At least that's what...
Hey, coming up next... Peter and Gerlinda from Aquanauts of Grenada, right here on
Aquanauts. Yes,
Aquanauts Grenada. Yes, they are so happy to be associated.
I think
they
believe that same philosophy too. I think they eat fish.
We'll find out.
It smells like it.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
It's ocean madness, all right. Sailors call it aqua dementia. The deep down crazies, the wet willies, the screaming moist.
You're an ocean. You're an ocean. Settle down, settle down. What's a commotion? But you're an ocean. It's a stormy sea of living emotion. You got me suspended motion. Let's
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the producer here. Also, Captain Patrick is hungover from the world of boating.
Yeah, that's what we like. We like when Captain Patrick's here and hungover. That's the best possible combination of things.
Look, you left out of here. You locked the door. You left me in here with this guy.
Well, was it, were you going to stay if I didn't lock the door? Be honest.
He definitely wasn't going to stay in here sober. Can you blame? So, anyway, we got a fun crew on board with us today, and we're just having some fun. It's now time to join two of the, they're more fun than any other people I know. And I'm talking about Peter and Galinda from Aquanauts Grenada. They are on Scuba Radio right now, probably fresh from a hash. Have you guys been hashing today there, Peter, or what?
Hey, Greg, how are you doing? No hashing today. Diving, diving, diving. That's
yes.
What you're doing.
You're focused on the diving. Good man. Yes.
Yeah, I know. We're having a weasel week, so there was no time for hashing today.
Excellent. So you're keeping the rebreathers in top-tip shape, so when me and Mermaid Tony come out there in a couple weeks, we're just going to go to town, aren't we?
Yes, exactly. Everything is ready and ready to roll, and I guess we're going to get the puppet also certified this time.
We're going to get who certified?
The puppet. Puppet.
Oh, yes. The mermaid puppet.
Wait
Tony,
minute,
the mermaid.
Wait a minute.
What puppet? What?
I don't need to be certified. I don't need a tank.
Yes. No, we have, she is ready. We've been taught, we talked about, the rebreather experience with her and Saba quite a bit. Took her down underwater. She's ready to come back to Grenada and do some serious rebreather diving with us. But whether she actually puts on one of these silent diving, systems, I don't know if she needs to. She claims that she can breathe underwater there, Peter. So, maybe
from what I've seen, she can hold her breath quite some.
Thank you, Peter.
Yeah, she's quite impressive.
I miss you.
That's a one set of lungs on this mermaid puppet we have.
Yes, exactly. No,
I'm thinking
gonna be
about
great
you
fun.
Right
I mean,
now.
Yeah, she
wow.
needs help. You know, it's kind of like a Bride of Chucky. You know, maybe this is just in time for Halloween. You know, we're going to be down there near... We're going to be in Grenada.
Don't pretend you don't like it when she touches you like that.
The mermaid is mounting me right now. This is wrong. Thank God there's no pictures of this. Jeez, Peter, help me. Oh, brother. Man, these puppets, they're out of control. You hear what I'm saying, Peter? I don't know. They're starting to get attitudes. We got to watch them. But
we got to watch them. Those mermaids, I mean, it's going to be bad. You know, I mean, how many are you bringing? Four of them?
Well, we got four live mermaids, and then we got one or two stuffed. That
I'll stuff you.
Hey, now quit it. And then we're going to bring down our mermaid puppets as well. And we have some new ones. We have a couple new mermaid puppets that we're going to bring down to Grenada and have some fun with. See what happens. It could be trouble.
Okay.
It could be fun.
That's wonderful. It's going to be big fun, the greatest fun ever, and we're celebrating Bianca C50.
That's right. That is the main purpose of why we're coming down there, is to celebrate the 50-year anniversary of the sinking of the Bianca C. And what are some? I know we're going to have Pup, the scuba cowboy. He's going to be playing some music. We're going to host some little parties in the evening.
We're going to have parties. We're going to have a little mermaid contest. So we're going to find out who's going to be Miss Mermaid Grenada for this year.
Right.
I know who is.
Yeah, who is it?
It better be me.
Okay.
Yeah, no, Tony. Tony's first one up.
What about, we're going to be there right before Halloween. They celebrate Halloween in Grenada, don't they, Peter?
Yeah, we do some.
Maybe we ought to do some kind of dress-up type of thing while we're down there in Grenada for one of the parties. I was starting to think about this the other day. And, obviously, I don't have to dress up. But, we could have, these mermaids. We can't just have them wear mermaid tails and stuff like that. They need to dress up for Halloween. Don't you think?
Yes, yeah, we can do that. We can arrange for something, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, do some, have them bob for apples or whatever you do. What else do they do for Halloween? Underwater pumpkin carving contest? I don't know. We'll have to come up with something crazy.
We will come up with something.
Yes.
Maybe we start some campion on top of it and cook it and eat it.
Okay.
Hey, if it smells like fish,
eat it. That's what we learned in Sabo. We did.
I hate you guys.
If it smells like fish, eat it.
Yeah, something like
don't
that.
Mermaids smell like fish, don't they?
Not really. No.
Now, what do they smell like?
They only smell like fish if they're starting to go bad.
Ah.
Yeah, that's when they're bad.
Yeah.
Yes.
Normally they smell a little bit more because of all the hair, like a wet dog. I'll be completely honest with you. It's not pretty.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Like a wet dog.
Goodness. Underwater, they smell just fine.
Okay.
I smell like polyester fibers.
Okay. Yes. But Bill the producer just said our mermaids smell like wet dogs. You're not going to Grenada, are you?
It turns out no. And screw all of them, if you ask me.
We'll come back to that in October.
Exactly. Exactly, for sure. Now, you have a rebreather week going on there right now. Is that what you were saying earlier?
Yeah, we have a couple of guys down here. Some people are renting units, and a guy brought this another rebreather down. So we're diving Bianca Sea and the other wrecks every day. Maximum bottom time. Great fun.
Excellent. So when we come down there, we're going to do some serious diving on the Bianca Sea on the rebreather. So I'm going to finally take a camera down with me while using the rebreather.
Yes.
And I'm going to get some amazing shots. I am so ready. I got a new lighting system for my Olympus camera. I'm ready to get some great stuff. Yeah. All right. And I know you've been taking some great shots, too. I see some stuff up there from the Aquanauts.
Yeah, I just saw the, like the camera that I have now, which is a Sony. It has this panorama program, and
right.
I just posted some on my Facebook page. And it's great. You know, you just keep turning, and the camera keeps shooting, and it works underwater. You know, there have been stuff like this around before, but it never really worked underwater.
Yeah.
But this one works underwater. It's amazing.
That is so cool.
I'm addicted to it.
Yeah. Well, it's fun.
I'm just down there and it goes click, 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 click.
You know, there's an outside chance that we could try and get this retrofitted to work for Greg, because it would be nice if he worked underwater or anywhere, really, honestly. His work week is 4 freaking hours long. Seriously, what can be done about that?
Yeah, he's such a hater. Such a hater. Just jealous, right, Peter?
Yeah, I know. That's the prize of the fame.
All he has to do is lose 50 pounds and have a sex change, and we'll put him in a mermaid tail and bring him to Grenada.
Is that a commitment?
50 pounds?
Yeah, if that's all that it takes, I think that's achievable.
Yeah.
I can be at least as attractive as Chaz Bono. As a woman.
Okay. All right. That's not really working for me, though. I don't know. The mermaid puppet seems to be curiously aroused right now. I don't know what to think of that. But
I think it's because it has those really short arms. It can really only reach one place on its body.
Maybe. Maybe. Well, Peter, I'll let you get back to your diving. I'm really looking forward to it.
He'll let you get back to your real work, which you do in excess of probably 70 hours a week, so we can get back to the foolishness we call work for 4 hours a week. Don't you worry about a thing.
Not at all.
There's so much anger in his voice. I don't get it. I don't understand where all this hostility is coming from. But what are you going to do? Well, I'm looking forward to it. Aquanauts, Grenada, go there. Get all the information about Peter and Galinda's operation there on the island, on the Spice Island. And you can join us, or you can just schedule your own adventure and do some rebreather diving, or just go out there and experience some diving on your own. Looking forward to it, Peter. Take care, okay?
Okay, take care. Have a good time.
There you go.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, I got to say, they are so much fun. Peter and Galinda at Aquanauts, Grenada. Really know how to host
a party. They know how to treat the divers to just a great time. And it's easy when you're in a place like, you know, paradise like Grenada.
They showed this mermaid a good time.
Yes, they did. They did indeed. We had the pictures to prove it.
Right.
It's up there. Actually, most of the pictures up on the Tony the Mermaid puppet Facebook are from our last adventure in Grenada. And she looked
pictures.
Very, very happy.
Yeah, well, she looked super happy.
Yeah.
You got to check that out, Facebook, Tony the Mermaid Puppet.
Did I look like this?
Tony, T-O-N-I-I, two I's in Tony.
She has gotten bigger, though. I mean, you know, I don't know.
Actually, you know what? Your tonsils look bigger, too. Are you having some sort of problem, the adenoid, something? You get a little something with the back of your throat.
What have you been putting in your mouth there, Puppet?
My hand.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Captain Patrick, not hungover from the world of boating.
Thank you.
The buzz is worn off about an hour and a half ago.
Yeah, as soon as we came on air.
Oh. Well, hey, this will sober you up in no time.
You kicked me out from behind the board.
Didn't he spend some time in the engine room during the World of Boating program?
Sniffing fumes?
I mean, that has always worked for me.
Literally, yeah. 2 minutes, I was down below decks. Booted me up through the hatch and said, I'm taking over.
No, it wasn't quite like that.
Who are you going to believe?
I'm going to believe you, Patrick, quite honestly. Now, I've been doing this a long time with Greg. It took a long time before he allowed me to push buttons without help. That would be
true.
A good, push the button, push the button.
No, and he no, was in not a, that one.
And he was in a different room. We were in a real honest-to-goodness studio then. And I still managed to butcher it, even with direct supervision.
True.
Well, you know, I didn't feel so bad when he got behind the board there and he started asking me what the buttons were.
Well, you know,
what does yellow one mean?
No, nobody would know this from listening to Scuba Radio over the last 15 years, but believe it or not, I am a perfectionist.
You're a robot.
I'm a
You're a robot.
A robot?
That's what people don't realize because they listen to you on the air.
I have a heart.
No, you do not.
I do.
No.
I do.
We only made you think you have a heart.
Ooh. Programming corollary 4.
Quit it.
See, you think you're actually alive right now.
You sound like a mermaid.
Have you ever...
You're talking to me like this.
Have you ever harmed another human being? Of course not, because of rule number 1.
Don't make me look bad?
No.
Which rules are we talking about?
Asimov's rules of robots.
Oh, okay.
Rule number 1, robots cannot harm humans.
Mm-hmm.
It's programmed in.
Here, Greg, look at this flashing pen.
What, we turned into Men in Black? Trying to wipe my memory. Quit it. All right, well, look.
You know what's funny to the audience is they don't remember that we did this. He doesn't remember we did that 15 minutes ago.
Did what?
You're a robot.
So, all right. Quit doing that to my memory because I need to summon what few brain cells I have left.
A lot easier for you.
Because there's so few of
them? There's so few. They so rarely interact with one another. I've named them.
There's Dave, and the other Dave. Anyway, I'm doing some dive training this week. I'm taking a guy's been doing some work on my home.
Yes.
Handyman.
You're doing dive training from him?
No, I'm teaching him how to dive.
Greg, the dive instructor.
Yes.
Rearing his ugly head.
I have not done some training in some time. Now, I'm still active, and I still have all my insurance intact and all that stuff.
So you decided to practice on the guy who's working on your house.
Yeah, well, he got
His work's done.
Yeah, he's already did the hard stuff.
Then he can, unfortunately, have an accident at sea.
Before the check clears.
Maybe that's why he left the final...
Are you a suspect? I think it's the stop check fee. I think that's the reason that we managed to put you in there.
He did. He held off on some electrical work to wait till after the trip. I'm starting to wonder.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, either you're going to get electrocuted flicking the switch, or this guy ain't coming back from the dive trip.
Good point. He very well could have booby-trapped it.
So is this his first dive training?
Well, he's done his pool work. He's done his classroom. But, yeah, he has not been in the ocean yet. So he'll be like Travis, who was on the liveaboard trip with us, who is certified, but he had never dove in the ocean before.
That's exciting. First time in the ocean's exciting.
Yeah. So we're taking him down to South Florida to go dive with Captain Cocktail and the crew there at South Florida Diving Headquarters.
This is the guy who's building your house, not Travis, who was on the liveaboard.
Right.
Okay. Wanted to make sure you had all the players.
Yep. And we're going to go down there and do some diving. And hopefully have him certified and be able to report back that not only did he live, but he finished the work on my addition.
That'll be nice.
Yeah. And it'll be a good thing. But, yeah, you know, that's
I remember the last time you did an addition on your house, there was that studio you built.
Right.
That we're doing the radio show in every week.
We're still working on that. That's the same addition.
It's amazing because the pool room is done. The in-ground pool is done. The second story edition is done.
Yeah.
Somebody picked up sticks in your backyard.
So the yard work is done.
And the 4-car detached garage.
Yeah.
But that studio, not quite at the pacing. I remember when you started that back in 1980...
Something. Dave? They're at a loss, too. They don't even remember.
It's too sad.
But it'll be fun sharing that joy of diving as a dive instructor once again, and hopefully seeing that expression of satisfaction on his face when he has that first time underwater breathing. I've done it enough to know it's always very gratifying to be able to share what we love with our friends like that. So I hope you're doing it too when you're listening to this at home. If you're a dive master, dive instructor. And you do this, you need to get out there and do a little teaching here and there. Don't be like me and wait 6 months in between students. It's way too long.
Really? You think that you're pacing yourself maybe a little too much?
Well, I don't want
to. I mean, you're no Tony the Mermaid. We talk about Tony the Mermaid puppet here on the show all the time. But,
right.
You know, Tony the Mermaid is also an instructor, and you can find her on Facebook. And you can actually
She like teaches.
Yes, every day, every week.
And she holds that over my head.
And she actually can pick up one of her dive students and hold it over your head, unlike you.
Well, you know, if they haven't found the body in 6 months, he's good.
Please, don't frighten his handyman.
He wouldn't listen to this, I hope. All right, well, that'll do it for this week. Till next week, remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody!
These little snails, you know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we love you down in the fucking sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.